Okay, I just watched the first fucking episode of the Cowboy Bebop thing, and I'm going to do a actual whole review of the entire series once I finish looking at all of it, because I will look at all of it, because goddamn it, I'm pissed, I'm fucking mad right now, and I see this shit just getting worse and worse and worse. But I don't understand the concept of intruding on all of this in the stupidest way possible. Now, I thought it was going to be some hack me live action copycat of what the actual episodes were and whatnot, and then trying to pass that off as something creative or different or new or special. But instead, you basically got a run-of-the-mill, stupid fuckfest of a show that doesn't even make sense character-wise with the characters that they're presenting. This is based off of something, and having a reimagining on something that was based off of something else is inherently dumb. If you like the product so much that you decided to live action it, create it, give it some type of spectacle or whatnot, and you choose not to stick with the original concept or what was actually presented in the thing that you're adapting, this, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You're really taking a gamble when you do shit like this. One of my favorite Chinese comics that I've ever read that literally got canceled, which is terrible, did something like this where literally all of the characters that were men, they replaced with women. And I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was something that was great, dope, it's cool. But something like this, where inherently went out of its way in order to combine all of the different plot points, different story elements, different characters and whatnot from the original Cowboy Bebop, and then implement them in a way to where it would make sense or that they would fucking matter within their little episodic runtime, was bad. It was really, really fucking bad. Giving and adding dynamics to characters that otherwise have never needed or warranted such dynamics is stupid. It is bad. It is wrong. Concepts are one thing. Totally misconstruing a character is totally different. That's totally fucking different. Faye Valentine in this show does not act like Faye Valentine. Faye Valentine, yes, if you want to go into stipulations of a brash motherfucker that doesn't know anything, they would say she's a femme fatale. But Faye Valentine is not the brash and irrational character that they showcase within the beginning of this fucking series. Personality traits totally fucking different. Hell, even why they got to Faye was because of a bounty and then essentially their run-of-the-mill constant bumping into her, and then shit just progressed to a way where she just stuck around with the group, but she still ran to a beat of her own drum. This just introduced her immediately as an antagonistic, and it was really stupid, as well as they had it to where she was able to overwhelm Spike in a fight. Spike, of all people, in a fight with Faye. Seriously? Fuck out of here with that one. Not only that, but then they kind of added to an approach, and that's a common misconception for anyone that basically watches Cowboy a lot of people get this wrong when they watch Cowboy Bebop, that they assume or they think that Spike and the Syndicate kind of had this situation where, like, he was being hunted or he was hiding out from them, when that was never the case. There have been a multitude of people who Spike knew on occasion that when they saw him, they assumed he was dead because they heard nothing from him, because essentially Spike became a bounty hunter to leave his old life behind. So there was no reason for him to just go and see and talk to a bunch of his old friends and shit like that. Their asses were still involved in the Syndicate. So it was never given a concept that essentially Spike was on the run from the Syndicate, or Spike needed to hide out from the Syndicate, or that the Syndicate would even dare look for his ass. It was never apparent. It never needed to be happened. Hell, even when Vicious found out Spike was still alive, they did not care. No one did anything towards Spike. He didn't actually act upon anything until Julia was actually in trouble. Fuck. So you see how that type of concept of having it to where you want to lead into some overarching, well, now the Syndicate's coming back after Spike and we're just going to harp on Spike's past life, rather than doing what actually Cowboy Bebop did to showcase his past life, is just bad. And not to mention something that just made me damn near want to just, Jet doesn't have a daughter. Jet doesn't have a daughter. Jet does not have a daughter. Jet doesn't have a daughter. Jet doesn't have a daughter. Jet doesn't have a daughter. Jet does not have a daughter. Jet, the character, cannot function correctly if he had a daughter. Jet, used to be married, but his wife left him. She stepped out on him and he could not find her. He finds her by chance when he does see her in that one episode. And that's super early in Cowboy Bebop. And it gives a lot to his character. But Jet used to be a cop. Jet didn't like the corruption that was going on within the cop world. So then he left it in order to become a bounty hunter. His wife left him. She left him because of his ability to just keep her safe. She didn't actually like that. She knew if she stayed with Jed, her life would be happy. It'd be safe. It'd be kind. It'd be well. It was something that she inherently was like, she immediately disagreed with, because she just understood that this is not living. I am just going through the motions. I need to make mistakes. I need to be wrong, because when she was living with Jet, she knew that no matter what, he was always right. He was always in the right. He was always done right. So she decided to leave him and got in with a guy who basically fucking killed a loan shark or something like that. And then that was her new boyfriend or whatever. But Jet does not have a daughter. Why would it not work if Jet had a daughter? Well, literally, because Jet wouldn't be a bounty hunter if he had a daughter. The character of Jet, being wise, influential, as well as ex-cop who's using his skills in order to become a bounty hunter for money, would not give up his job under something petty as if the corruption going on in order to basically ruin his life or his child's life at that. That is not his character. That wouldn't make any fucking sense. He would bite the bullet and do what he has to do in order to make sure that his kid would be safe, which is why his character doesn't have children in the first, well, doesn't have a child in the first place in the anime. It makes sense that literally the only thing that anchored Jet towards a stable or a functioning life that he would want to keep while being a cop would be his wife. And then once she left, then there's no reason for him to keep up with the bullshit that comes with being a cop. Yes, he's good at catching perps, but he doesn't like the corruption going on and being a cop. So if he has nothing to anchor him down to keep a stable and steady life with a steady paycheck in order to provide for someone, then there's no fucking reason for him to actually be a bounty hunter, because he decided to just give up the other lifestyle off of some petty dumb shit, or just some petty shit where he feel morally he's not with. So fuck out of here with this nonsense of him constantly berating Spike because he's using his daughter as a crutch as to why he desperately needs to go after money. That's not a thing. It doesn't make any sense. Throughout Cowboy Bebop's history, they constantly have times where they get a good payday or they don't get a good payday. But their job is a constant string of their asses going after fucking perps. And once you do something like that, then that basically sets a whole different tone change for the character himself. So then you have Jet constantly going around in the first episode, constantly going around talking about bullshit with his daughter, as well as insinuating that essentially his wife basically cheated on him, which I can't help but feel that that's just incredibly horrible. And why would that? He's not a bad guy. He doesn't involve himself with terrible people. Hell, even within Cowboy Bebop, all the people that are around Jet are somewhat good people. All of them have a soft spot for certain dumb, crazy shit, and they all function well. So he wouldn't inherently attract someone who would basically think that it's an okay thing to just go cheat on his ass. It might seem like a stupid ass fuck ton of a cliche that happens with cop shows all the time in American shows, but in Cowboy Bebop, it didn't fucking work. It didn't make any goddamn sense because the characters would not allow that to happen. And then you have the audacity to show Vicious in the first episode, which was inherently stupid. And then you have Julia still with Vicious in the first episode, which makes even less sense. And then she's still with Vicious. Jesus Christ. I understand that you probably saw Cowboy Bebop one time and you thought that this shit was just the bomb, but motherfucker, you did not watch Cowboy Bebop. You watched an anime and you just thought, I can make this better. And everything that you did to inherently make it better was just the fucking worst. I'm not even, Not if you don't say that, I'm not going to mention. I am going to mention. The soundtrack of the goddamn show itself is appalling. It's appalling because they sat there and they said that they brought Yoko Kanno back to do the music. I don't know if she came back to do all the music or whatnot, but instead, but what I've seen is that they've just been steadily putting in music that was already from the anime in different moments within this show. Problem is, the nostalgia factor of the music itself is whatever, but if you hear what the music is and when it's being played, doesn't make any fucking sense. Also, the newer music or the different changes that they have to the music would have seemed far more appealing if they would have done that, and then you just had a steady string of some of the most popular music being played at other opportune moments. But the music itself was just done terribly, almost as if they had no idea how to flow from music and whatnot. There's multiple times within Cowboy Bebop where the music just cuts out and breaks and you don't hear any fucking thing. While on here, they'll have one of the action jazz beats playing and then it'll stop and it'll that fucking saxophone sound that always plays whenever something sad is going on. And it didn't make any sense because they didn't play it when the chick was getting shot up, which is actually what happens in the original Cowboy Bebop. But they played it at the moment where she was driving away and then Spike was pointing a gun at her, but he could have shot, but he didn't. Dumb. Just really fucking dumb. So, misusing the music, and they have no idea what the fuck is happening. Someone had a stick right up their ass that told them that they knew exactly how to fucking portray this into a show that would make any goddamn sense. Not only that, but then they're going by actual, just for a last little take, they're going by actual story elements that, this is all in the first episode, it's going by a story element that actually happens within the first episode, but they combined the opening of the fucking Cowboy Bebop movie. God damn it. They combined, almost just so much shit happened, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. The Humble Bounty Hunter man part, everything, a guy taking a shit while they were in the middle of a heist, just the dumbest shit ever. And they had that as the intro into this fuck ton of a show. And then upon doing that, then it led in with the whole the Red Eye drug deal and whatnot. And then that also introduced Faye, who was there under a different bounty. Fuck. And then they explain that the girl that was with the guy selling the Red Eye actually happened to be someone else important. And then all that hit me was that, why didn't they just make this something else? Why does this have to follow the episodes? Why couldn't this be their own story dealing with their own shit? You didn't have to follow the whole concept of selling the drug, but you could have still did two star-crossed lovers, one dude from a gang, and then the other girl's going with them and they're trying to escape, but Spike has a little soft spot for him because he's just remembering Julia. That could have worked fine as long as you weren't stealing from the first episode. But instead, you tried to take from the first episode and then add elements that I'm assuming you thought it gave it depth. And then you just basically had it just be a fuck ton of a stupid thing. So it just didn't make any goddamn sense at all. Hell, in a bunch of the scenes and the things that took place didn't even make any sense because you had shit go weird, like Faye shooting the boyfriend in the neck and then him dying on the way, rather than showing the aspect of him just being a junkie, willing to just constantly use the drug no matter what, and then him just being all hopped up on the Red Eye, and then the girl taking his life and then saying adios cowboy. I could have sworn they was gonna have him say that, but they didn't. And ooh, I'm glad they didn't, but I was like, man, they so close, and I was just gonna be pissed. But it is just the worst. It was just the worst. So I'm gonna keep watching this because I'm pretty sure it's gonna get meme to hell, and I would like to know what the fuck the memes mean. But other than that, this shit is just terrible. This is beyond terrible. I understand why people gave this a bad score, but if you happen to be a fan of Cowboy Bebop, I implore you, do not, like, if you are a diehard fan and you definitely don't want to see anything bad happen to it, I implore you, do not watch this fucking thing. This was terrible. I understand why I got a bad score. This was done really badly. And I'm not even, and then the actual, the effects and the cuts, as well as some of the cinematography within the show, is just appalling. They have the camera tilted, showing back and forth between Jet and another guy, and then the camera just has that thing where, like, the angle is super high up so you can see the ceiling and everything while they're talking. Just stupid fucking moments like that. But the effects of the ships and the space stuff is actually really well done, and it's fine, and I don't have no problem with that. But then you actually have the effects when it's like them doing a gun shootout or Spike sliding across the top of a fucking truck. And it just looks like the strings are pulling him wrong. And he's kind of like flailing about with like the most unexpression looked on his face. And he's like sliding for way too long for the slow run that he did. Even when they did the opening, it looks like they were all standing still and like running in front of a green screen. And it looked like if you just tell a kid, hey, run in place, but like they're tired. Like that's what it all looked like. So this was bad. This was really, really, really fucking bad. It's just, it's just so terrible. So I'm gonna go back to watching it now. And I don't know if I'm gonna have it to where I'm gonna do a thing after every episode, but good Lord, this was just the worst episode.